we left off last week, really just introducing the kasha that's going to take us probably throughout the entire shiur this week. So the Gemara was discussing in the Fine Basin and Alphonse Sanhedrin the intricacies of when you apply Kamla Bidramine, particular in the realm of Bar Machteres. Bar Machteres was actually a unique Kamla Bidramine, because the person is not really Chayav Misa Beis Din. It's Chayav Misa in a very esoteric sense that somebody could kill him, but it's not really Chayav Misa Beis Din. That's what the Mishnah records, but that's also called Kibbutz Ramine. So the question only was, when exactly is this Chi of Mammon going to take place? So the Chi of Mammon is talking about, he broke into the house, and he walks out with the barrel, and he trips, and he breaks the barrel that he stole. So if he broke the barrel in the Machteres, it's a no-brainer. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. That's for sure considered to be a pot. That's for sure covered by Kibbutz Ramine. So Tosfos claims, they have a deal from the Gemara, that afilu shibra le'achash yotzim b'machteres. Even though he broke the barrel, he's home already. He's way out of the machteres. And then he trips it in and he breaks the barrel. Says Taisus, he's also covered by the p'tur of Kavim Dramine. Why is that? So presumably because once it was chalad of a shame misa, that shame misa remains forever. And that's going to exempt him, even though the mammon doesn't kick in until much, 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 much later. So that was a very, very startling Tosfos, because Tosfos seems to say that Kibbutz Ramine doesn't really need Bevas Achas. It's not really so important for the Chiyam and the Chiyam Mitzah to coincide simultaneously. Now, we have to fine-tune that a little bit, because the Gemara does say explicitly, both here and in Ksubas, other places, that if the Chiyam Mammon precedes the Chiyam Misa, for sure, that's not Kibbutz Ramine. That's not even a shot. That's like a favor in the Gemara, more than one place. If the Chiyam Mammon precedes the Chiyam Misa, that is for sure not Kibbutz Ramine. So how could Tosfos split for us? How could Tosfos tell us that if the Chi of Mammon comes first, so that's not covered by Kibbutz Ramine? If the Chi of Misa comes first, then it is covered. Mammon or Shoch. If you hold, it has to be simultaneous like the Rambam. The Rambam, when he presents the dinner of Kibbutz Ramine, it was Geneva, he writes Beferish, it has to be literally Vasachas. Doesn't matter what comes first, must be Vasachas. Is that what you understand? It's like Zeresa Kosov, the whole Kibbutz Ramine, I never understood it anyway. It's learned down from Psukim. If the depiction of the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim is a case of Vasachas, so be it. Kach nemar halacha. But the minute that Tosfos is willing to entertain the possibility of Vasachas is not really so important, so then how can you explain to me why Chiyuv Mammon precedes Chiyuv Misa? Somehow the din doesn't apply. What's the difference?
For how long will it last?
Oh, you mean if the Chiyuv Misa comes first?
Comes after. Tosfos says it's still covered by Kibbutz.
Yeah, that's the problem. Kibbutz is the sky's limit. A guy was Michal Shabbos when he was 13 and he burns down somebody's house when he's 85. It's very, very strange. Yeah. We have a lot of cash in this place. Loads of those guys. We have more cash than Terusim at this point. But I just want to fine-tune for a second. How could Tosfos pull off the stud? How could they pull off this tightrope that it doesn't really have to be Vasachas, but Chiyamam before kills Kibbutz Ramine? How could that be? So how the Bira Dover in Tosfos is that Kibbutz Ramine, the void of Kibbutz Ramine is that it prevents a Chi of Mammon from being Chal. It's not a point there of a pre-existing Chi of Mammon. But once the Chi of Mammon kicks in first, you can have a million Chi of Emisa from today till tomorrow, none of them have the koyach to pater a Chi of. There was never a parish of Kibbutz Ramine, there was never a Tavis point there. The only way to pater a Chi of is to pay the money. The guy's Moichel. This is what you call Kibbutz Ramine, it's not a point there. What Kibbutz Ramine is a menias achiyuv. So that's what Tosfos says, that calls man that the Chiyuv Misa comes first, that Chiyuv Misa somehow shorav akayim, which we have Dr. Fisher's bomb kasha, shorav akayim, I'd be as goyal until when, but it's shorav akayim, says Tosfos, and since it's shorav akayim, you still call the gavra, sheyesh alav, a Chiyuv Misa sitting on your head, that Chiyuv Misa will prevent the Chiyuv Mammon. So Kibbutz Ramine is great at being menias achiyuvim. It's miserable at pattering pre-existing chiyuvim. So that's the Bira Dover Tosfos. But it's still, it's such a strange thing, such a pella. So we have to go searching a little bit. We have to see, do we have precedent for this idea? Do we have other Gemaras, any other places that seem to point in this direction, that there is such a concept of a chiyuv misa, almost preceding a chiyuv mammon, and still applying the parasha, still applying the sort of Kibbutz Ramine. So our sugya begins, it's really a combination of two Gemaras and a second of Kabbalos. Some of you may remember, this was a Shavuos, I think Shir Iyun's, I don't know, 3-4 years ago or so, He spoke about, I guess, I don't know if you'll ever, I don't know if anyone remembers, okay, but just in case anyone remembers, this was a Shirion on Shavuos Day. I think we were trying to figure out how many possible Aseres HaDibros can you not go for one shot. We had the guy being Michal Shabbos, the guy being Ritzeach, and the guy being a Goyneim, and every possible guy with the Zorah, the Menasech Yayin, and a Mazik. We had a guy knocking off all the Aseres HaDibros together. That was the that was what connected us to Shavuos. The real reason it connected to Shavuos is because I happened to be learning the Sigurds of Cuban drama that year, and I wanted to talk about it. So I made believe that it connected to Shavuos, like most of the other Yishuv. So back to that story. So much of our discussion for tonight is going to revolve around two Gemaras in Bava Kamma. One is in the seventh parak, one is in the second parak. So let's begin with the one in the seventh parak, and that's Ayin Mabez. I think I sent it over on the Makaros. We need a little bit of a background. Background might take us half the Shia, but a little bit of a background to what's going on. The Mishnayos in the seventh parak of Bava Kamma are discussing primarily the Chiyav of Dalad Dehei. A person steals an animal, shor or seh, and then he shechts it or he sells it. So it's a chiyav dal bei. Arba tzon ta, chamisha tzon ta, chamisha bakar tachas. Something rather about tzon tachas a seh. Okay, chamisha bakar shalim, tachas a shor, arba tzon tachas a seh. I got it. Okay. So there's that. I told you I was a little tired tonight. Plus the times. So it's a chiyav pavei dal bei. So comes the Mishnah, and the seventh parak of Bava Kamma tells us, chiyav pavei dal bei, true, but we could potentially have scenarios of coming to Rami Day that can knock off that Chiyav Dal Bei. So give me some examples. What could be some scenarios of a guy who steals something and he shechts it, but he shechts it in such a way that he, by golly, happens to violate Nisr, Misa as well? I can think of a few of them. Tavach Mishabes, Tavach Zora. I can start thinking of a few of them off the top of my head. Of possible examples of coming to Rami Day. It would also seem pretty clear that to create a scenario of a mocher, because remember, Dal Bei could be either Tovach or Mocher, a mocher being Chayav Misa, that's significantly harder to pull off. What possible aveira could you do, derech mechira, that could carry with it a p'tur of Kibbutz Rami? It sounds like absurd, because it's crazy. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it's ridiculous. Gone of a tavach b'shabbos we could discuss. Gone of a tavach of a nizar we could discuss. Gone of a umachar v'sval chiyav isdeizdin for mechira. What possible avera could mechira carry with it to carry with the p'tur of kumni ramine? So comes the gemara of a kama of ayin rebeis right smack in the middle of the by the two dots. The first one is amrei. On the next line, actually the next line, v'atanya potur. The Gemara says that, but there is this cryptic brisa that says, "Gonav umochar b'Shabbos potter." L'chayr, it can't be. It's not shy to say such a thing. Now, again, I'm not advocating selling animals on Shabbos, but selling on Shabbos, Rabbi Isai, is a far cry from what Chibis is based in. It is at worst of worst in Issa Medivir Kabbalah Mitzvah Chetzchum. Best, it's a gzera d'rabban, gzera shem yichtov. So again, we're not in favor of having your selling things on Shabbos, but clearly not a chibis bezdin. So what's behind this brisa? So the Gemara immediately realizes that this brisa is not talking about the norm, it's actually talking about the exception. It's talking about there's a crazy, wild scenario, and we're going to try really, really hard to find that scenario. A crazy was it that yesh hechetim to somewhere in the world of a gun of a machar that violated some kind of a deraisa. Now the act of mechir itself is not there, Isaac. Clearly, you have to plug in one of the lametes melachos. So you got to really, really use your imagination. Which is the lametes? What possible melach could it be? So Gemara tries one thing, then it tries another one. So we're going to pick up the second possible kimta. We're going to skip down a little bit to El Amra Papa. So the first word in line is Nami. El Amra Papa. Ba'omelo zrok ginevosecha lechatzeri v'tikneli ginevosecha. You got to help up with the case. I stole an animal. It doesn't really matter when I stole the animal. I stole it yesterday. It doesn't matter. It's Shabbos morning now. And I'm, it's after davening. I'm looking around to who wants to buy this animal for me. So I'm looking around the kiddush. Would you like an animal? Guy says, yeah, I'll buy that stolen goods for me. I'll buy that stolen animal for you. No problem. So how are we going to affect the kinyan? Mishnah says later on that it's only called the Mechira if a Maisa Kinyan is made. The same way there's a din of Maisa Kinyan to acquire items, there's a Maisa Kinyan that the Ganav, the Gazlan has to make. So we now have to figure out some kunst to make a Maisa Kinyan. So listen to what the buyer, the guy who's trading in the stolen goods is saying, do me a favor, he says, toss me the animal into my rishus. Presumably, I want to be kind of with the kid in chaser. Okay, that would work. Toss me the animal into my... No, again. Big cow, small sheep. I'm not sure exactly what's being tossed, but some animal's being tossed. And he's saying, toss it into my chaser. Now listen to this. Toss it into my chaser. We have to chaz Erevin. My chaser is rishus ha-yochid. The street where the ganav is walking around with his animals is rishus ha-rabim. By tossing the geneva, tossing the animal from outside and inside, he just violated an issa d'oraisa of carrying on Shabbos. He just did what's called hachnasa, which is part of the lamed tes malachas. You have skila for that. So the Gemara says you're looking for a creative case. Today's your lucky day. He violated the din of chil Shabbos d'oraisa chayv b'sbeisdin, simultaneous with being chayav for dal behe because he made the kiddush at the same time. That's the case of the b'raisa. So you would think Rav Papa would have gotten some credit for such a creative thing. But no. Zalo Pashut, Yero Kippt is not necessarily correct. Why? Come on. Krabi Akiva Diyama Klutik Vishun Chadamya. Dika Rabbanon. Keva Dematya L'chotzebeisa Ikonav N'shabas L'mechai V'dematya L'yara. Comes to Gemara, makes the following observation. Remember, the one thing that's going to undermine Kibbutz Rabinei is if the Chiyah Mamon comes first. It doesn't matter whether the Chiyuv Mamon comes first by an hour or by a split second. If the Chiyuv Mamon kicks in before the Chiyuv Misa, the game's over. Kibbutz Rabinei is ois Kibbutz Rabinei. So comes the Gemara and now pinpoints, Mamish, to the second hand, to the stopwatch. At what moment in time are you Chayav Skila? When is there a Chiyuv Skila for throwing something from outside to inside? So we all know that in order for Hotzah or Achnasa to be violated, you have to have Akira and you have to have Hanocha. So it has to, you picked it up in the Rishus HaRabim and you placed it down into the Rishus HaYochid. Wait a second, you placed it down, so that means Kol Zman, that this animal's in flight, there's no Chiv yet. So the animal was tossed out of the Rishus HaRabim, it's in the Rishus HaYochid already, but it hasn't landed yet. Now, let's forget Hilchos Shabbos for a second, go to Hilchos Kinyan Chatzer. Were you Kinyan? Absolutely. You're kind of anything that's in your chatzar. It's in the airspace of your chatzar. You're kind of ready, even though it hasn't landed yet. Guess what? The Chiyuv Mamon for Geneva just preceded by 3 seconds the Chiyuv Misa, and therefore, that's not a good case. So comes the Gemara and says, you're right, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be good. You know what? Rabbi Akiva had a very, very unique sheet that tucked away in Masechet Shabbos called Klutik Mishon Chodamia. Rabbi Akiva holds that when something is flying in the air, it's as if it's ready munach. It's already stopped. I remember somebody was once trying to tell me, I don't know enough about the halacha, and I definitely don't know enough about the physics. They're trying to explain to me that the machlokes of Akiva and the Chachamim is some fundamental machlokes with Newton and Einstein, whether the item, things are movement, is movement really just a lot of being stationary? What is, I don't know what, again, I'm not sure what we're talking about, but according to Akiva, it doesn't have to make its landing in order to be chayev skila. Yechayev Skila, basically once it enters into the Rosh HaSayochid, which is very, very good for us, because that's exactly the same moment in time when it enters into the Rosh HaSayochid for the purpose of Kinyan Chatzer. So says the Gemara that Rav Papa's Ukimta, this wild, wild Ukimta, is come on, Rabbi Akiva. It only makes sense according to Rabbi Akiva. It's according to Rabbanan, moments too early. So the Gemara says, no. We can salvage this Braisa, and Rav Papa's Ukimta, even according to the Rabbanan, but Eimelo Sikli Givasech Achetanuach. This is real Lamda Shaganav over here. He made a t'nai that well, the kid is not going to be chal until the mamash lands. You can make whatever t'nai you want. So if you want to make a t'nai that the kid in chotzer shouldn't be toife, shouldn't be chal until it lands, so be it. And at that moment in time, it's going to be bidna. So again, the Gemara doesn't really care about guys tossing animals over fences. That's not really so important. We're just, if the Tanoim came up with this wild, creative scenario of ganav u'mocha potter, we have to find a case. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's easy. According to Rabbanan, we have to touch up a little bit. Let's stop for a second. Let's just make sure we have the chronology, because this timeline is of utmost critical importance to us. According to Rabbi Akiva, everything's hunky-dory. According to Rabbi Akiva, it enters into the airspace at the exact same moment, vis-a-vis Kinyanim and Shabbos. Because Klutik Mishon Chodami is Mechaibu and Shabbos, entering into the Chotzer, gets Kinyan to be Teifes, everything is wonderful, it's all simultaneous, everything wonderful, Kibbutz Rabinei works. comes Tosfos and says, where the Gemara left off, Tosfos begins. Tosfos says, no, it's not even true. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, things are not as hunky-dory as you thought they were. So let's take a look at the Tosfos. Come on, Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos challenges the Gemara. V'im Toimar, the Rabbi Akiva Nami, came in the Mata La'avr Chatzero, Chayav, in Shabbos. Tushesayochet Ola Adler Rakia. Tell me exactly to the split second when you become chayav for Chil Shabbos, for Otsof, for Achnos. So we're going to make believe, it's not a perfect replica over here, but we're going to make believe that this is the Chatzah, okay? And we'll kind of make believe these are the walls, a little bit higher than they are. I'm standing outside in the middle of the street. And I'm taking this big shore, a little set, and tossing it over the top, right? Heave-ho over the top. That's going to be the... So I want you to stop and tell me... Okay, let's say this is where the wall, it's the top of the wall. Okay, here's the top of the wall. It's going over the top of the wall, and it's now making its curve arching its way down. I just want to know, tell me exactly, when you chayef for Shabbos, at what point? It's 10 feet above the top of the wall. Chayef for Shabbos? Yeah. Absolutely. You know why? Because Rishus HaYoch is Olad L'Rakia. It's a special Dinner of Shabbos, that Rishus HaYoch goes all the way up to the top. Whether that's part of good Asik or it's a Dinner of Finatzmel, we'll do it with Chayim, but not for now. The bottom line is, Chayef Shabbos, no question up here. When's the King Chal? It has to be by Avraham Mechitzes. Tells the Dog up a Gemara in the 8th Pech of Gittin that the King is not Chal till it's Nishma Yedei the Avraham Mechitzes. It says, tell us, there's a discrepancy in the time. There's a split second. The amount of time that it takes, again, Einstein's theory, the amount of time it takes from when the animal goes above the wall on its entry, entering into orbit of this guy's chotzer, from the minute that it goes above the wall until it enters the level of the top of the wall, there could be a discrepancy of a half a second. It says, it doesn't matter how long the discrepancy is. The chi of Misa just preceded the Chi of Mammon. I'll say that again. The Chi of Misa just preceded the Chi of Mammon. And therefore, now we'll quote Dr. Fisher, and therefore, obviously there's no Kibbutz Rabban in here. Because Misa and Mammon have to be simultaneous. If they're not simultaneous, if you're going to tell me a story that won't be simultaneous, what's the Gvul? That's the Gvul Yesh Bedover. So Tosfos in Merubah, in the Kasha, was obviously assuming that the Misa and the Mammon have to be simultaneous. So what's the answer to Baba Kama Daf Ayin? So listen, Tosfos is a Kimta. So let's pick it up from Yesh Loma, the third line of Tosfos. The Hocha Irish is Zorak L'Chotzer Derech Pesach Derech Chalom V'Lom Yam Chitzah Chotzer. That says your illustration before was wrong. What makes you think that we're arching this animal above the wall? There's a window. There's an open door. I'm tossing the shore in the seth through the window. So it's Shabbos V'Kinyon Boim Ki Echad. Good, Baruch Hashem, you're a kid there for Kimmy Ramni. I can't agree with this. So everybody said, again, it doesn't interest us too much with the animals that come and fly. And I remember when we learned this in Yeshiva, so I was so excited. I had this great picture on the wall. I had animals fly through windows and through doorways, and the guys loved it. Let's extract what's important for us. Tosfos assumes the Dover Poshet Ad Me'oid, that Misa and Mammon must be simultaneous, which is exactly what we thought. However, not everybody solved this question the way Tosfos does. So let's take a look.
That's so said,
Tosfos
in Sanhedrin?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Tosfos said it's a different language. That's what it sounds like. Because Tosfos in Sanhedrin said, I break the Chavis later. It sounds like Misa can precede Mammon. That's okay. And Tosfos in Baba Kama said, B'shum Pan V'Ofer Na. Right? Sounds like it's a machlokes 2 days. No, sounds like. I said three times it sounds like. I'm saving myself. So let's take a look at, I said the shit Mekubetz is over. Shit Mekubetz is the Dibra Maskel Kaman Kirby Akiva. It's quoted from the Tos HaRosh. So another group of Balayatosis. Kaman Kirby Akiva Demokluta. Vim Toymar. Rabbi Akiva Nami came in the Matil Avichatzer because with Tosfos, he's calling the Tosfos. He says, "What do you mean? Why is the Kibbutz Rabban there? The Chi of Misa proceeded, albeit by a split second. So where is Tosfos stuck a door or a window into the Chatzer? Does the Rosh says there's no doors, no window. Venerally, Kevan de Chiyuv Misa Asi Kodem Chiyuv Tashlumin Potter. Almost what we would have expected Tosas in Sanhedrin to say. Almost, right? Pashtus. So Tosas Rosh Bamer says it. Says it black and white that the Chiyuv Misa precedes the Chiyuv Mamon. The game is over. That is Kibbutz Rad's classical Drabide. And that's the answer to the Kasha. But the Tosas Rosh doesn't just say it. They say Kidyamina Liel. They bring a Gemara to support that theory. What's the Gemara? So before we read it inside of Tosas Rosh, keep that screen on your phone on the side or something. Let's read the Gemara first inside, so we can familiarize ourselves with the raya that Tosas Rosh is about to bring. He's about to bring the grandiose raya to support this theme that we couldn't understand. But now he says, Kidyamina Liel, it's a Farish Gemara. Let's see what that Gemara. What is that the Farish Gemara, supposedly Farish Gemara? Let's go back to the Gemara's book. So there are two parts of this Chabez. I'm an Aleph Chabez and Mabez. I think I said them both over. Okay. Chabez and Aleph is one of the most famous Gemaras in Bava Kamma. It's the Machlokes of Yochanan and Shlokish. What's the nature of the obligation of Eish in the Torah? The Torah says, Kisei to Eish, wants to go to him. A person lights a fire in the backyard, and all of a sudden the wind comes, spreads it, and burns down the other guy's cornfield. He's chayav to pay. Shalom Yishalom Avos Abeira. It is a bizarre chiyuv, l'chayra. It's impossible. What does that mean? Why am I chayiv? Based on what am I chayiv? I understand if I take a sledgehammer, I smash your car, I understand. Unramazik. Maka nevishvayim shomena. I got that. The Torah says beferish, you have to pay. But here, I lit a fire, beheter. I'm allowed to have a barbecue. And the wind came. Go take the wind to a dintar. Pashi v'ruch. Go bring the wind to a dintar. What are you bothering me for? If not for the wind, it would have spread. It's a ruch mitzuya. Okay, but lemaisa, I didn't do it. That's what's called korchacham urabo. So why am I chayef? So it's a really big pillar. So there was a machlokes Rabbi Yechem and Shlokish, what the answer to that question is. So comes the Gemara and says, Itmar, at the top of Chabezim and Aleph, it's the fifth line from the sixth line from the top, Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Isha Mishum Chitzov, Eish is chayef, like an arrow. Like you shot an arrow, you're chayef. You shot the arrow. You started the fire, and the fire went. Now again, this is not exactly the same as an arrow. In the case of an arrow, so again, we'll quote Einstein Newton again. When I shoot the arrow, I'm the one supplying the entire force that's getting that arrow to get from one side of the room to the other. So that's not a question. Of course, I'm the one who's chayev. If I shoot an arrow and it rips through your shirt, of course I'm chayev. I'm on my mazik. Because what's the difference whether I take a sledgehammer or I shoot an arrow? It's between my hand and my force. That's all. That's easy to understand. Rabbi Yechon is saying something unbelievable here. Rabbi Yechon is saying, even though there is a kochacham urabo, and I do need the wind to get that this fire, this arrow to travel, it's not going on its own, it's not going on my force. Mistama, that's the Kavanas HaTorah. When the Torah says I'm chayev, the Torah is being mechadish to me, but that's also called my chayitz. That's also called my force. That's also called my sledgehammer. So the chiddush haTorah is, the havamin is, I would have thought that I'm not really chayav because this is not my chayitz. Kamash blunt. Even though it's kachacham rabo, this is still called my chayitz. Now, where's the Gemara? Vishteit azoy mechobish. That's what the Gemara says a little bit later on, Chav Gimel. How did Rabbi Yochanan know this? It's a positive chobish. Shalem yishalem ha-mav'ir esabe'era. What does mav'ir mean? The one who lit the fire. Hamavir. I don't like the fire. I lit the barbecue. I didn't like your cornfield. Why am I called the Mavras of Eira? That's the Chiddush HaTorah. That's exactly what they're saying. That there's not an iota of difference between the fellow who takes a sledgehammer, smashes the car, the guy who shoots the arrow and rips the shirt, or the person who lights his fire in his own property and a mile down and burns the other guy's cornfield through Derech Metzuya. Those are all examples of other Masik Bidayim. That is the Chiddush HaTorah of Shalom Yishalom Mavras of Eira.
And we know that Pasuk is not if I light the fire in your field.
Oh, because the Pasuk, that's not the Pasuk talking about. Ki seitze eish, teitze es me'atzma mashma. That's what the Pasuk says. Ki seitze eish u'motza koitzim. It doesn't say that I'm coming with a torch and torching your field. Ki seitze eish, it was yaitze me'atzma mashma. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says a little bit later on. That the Gemara says that the Gemara on the bottom of Chabez Obeis, though it's probably a different picture, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Kromas Nisrael Rabbi Yochanan Kradach Suki Seite Eish Teitze Me'atzma. The pasuk doesn't sound like I'm lighting the fire. It happened by itself. The Yavah Bichain Yishalim Amavas Abeira Shema Mina Yishim Yishim Chitzav. But Rish Lakish didn't learn that way. What, how did Rish Lakish take up the pasuk? We're not sure. I'm sure we'll work on that. But Rish Lakish does not come to that conclusion. Rish Lakish says, how could it be? How could you be chayv? I didn't do it. You're right, says Rish Lakish. You didn't do it. But guess what? Now, what if you have an animal, the animal goes out and eats somebody's carrots? What if you have an animal, the animal goes out and steps on somebody's crops? So you're chayv, shame, regal. You could be chayv for niskim amboincha. I didn't do it, I'm sleeping. It doesn't matter. You're responsible for your property. Guess what? Isha b'shuvah morna means your fire, your coals, your flames, it's your property. And you're chayv al mamona shenizik. So quite a machlik is here, conceptual, quite a machlik. Everyone agrees you have to pay. The post says you have to pay. We're not sure is this closer to the model of other mamazik or mamashah. My nafkamina. You have to pay anyway. So it wasn't nafkamina, is how much you have to pay. If I'm mazik, a person's goof, be a dayim, I have to pay not just nezik, I have to pay nezik, tzar, reaper, shows, a whole list of what I got to pay. Whereas if my shore gores you and hurts you, didn't kill you, gores you, hurts you, I just have to pay nezik, just the damage, whatever loss of value you suffer. I don't have to pay for your aboshis and tzar, all that kind of stuff. So it comes to Gemara and says, Machlek to Biach, Vishlach, it's not just the Machlek in Lomdus, it's Machlek is Lamaisa, Chayav Dal Dvar, not Chayav Dal Dvar. So in the middle of this discussion between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish, the Gemara tries back and forth and back and forth to bring rayas. And on the top of Chabez and Mabez, the Gemara presents the following raya. Third line from the top of Chabez and Mabez. Toshma. Hamadlik es ha-godish v'agedi kofas lo v'evet somoch lo v'evet isofi m'chaya v'evet kofas lo v'evet a whole convoluted case from the sixth back above a comma. Basically, what the case boils down to is as follows. I lit a godish. I lit up a guy's pile of grain. And I know full well that there's an ever kanani tied down, can't budge, next to that pile of grain. And the ever kanani is going, nebuch, going to be killed. And yichai misa, killing ever kanani, yichai misa. So there's no question of yichai misa. I killed the person. Yichai misa. The only shayla the Gemara wants, the Mishnah wants to know is, am I what? Am I chayv on the grain? What's the shayla? Kamu Dravine. That's the shayla Kamu Dravine. So the Mishnah says that if my eved kofes lo, if the eved was mamish tied down, and v'nisavima potter, so now I'm going to be potter on the grain, potter on any animal damage that I caused, because simply I'm chayv misa. So the assumption is that I'm chayv misa for killing this eved. So Gemara's not... Wait, hold on, we got a while to go, hold on. I just want to know, I don't know a lot of things about this, so why did Chaim Yisrael this Eved? Did I kill the Eved B'Yadayim? Did I shoot the Eved with an arrow? How did I kill this Eved? Invoking which halacha did I kill this Eved with? Eish, right? I lit a fire, I didn't touch the Eved, I'm 100 feet away from the Eved. But I knew he's there. I lit a fire, burned down the grain, fire went, the wind took it, swept it, and now kills the Eved. So the Mishnah says, I'm Chayim Yisbeis. The Mishnah says, you put there on the ground there, so obviously we say, Chayim Yisbeis. So he says, why Chayim Yisbeis for? Bishlama, the Rabbi Yochanan, I understand, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, so Isha Mishum Chitav, and it's called an Adam HaMazik, so it's called an Adam HaHorig, Adam HaRetzech, B'yaday. But, according to Rish Lakish, as the Gemara says, "Ilu katal shari gavra mimchayev." If my animal kills someone, I'm not chayev misa. Maybe kofir bekoshi after three times—that's a different story. But I'm not chayev misa for my animal killing. So if Rish Lakish is right that isha is rishu mamoina, why am I chayev misa for? What's a kibud ramine? That's the Gemara's kasha. So comes the Gemara. Let's focus on what the Gemara's answer is to that question. So comes the Gemara. So the first one line is Avda and Chabez and Bebez. It's about 8 or 9 lines down. Omlach Rabshim and Lachish. Hachab and Mayaskinan. Kishahitzis. Begufo shall ever. The Kom Lebid Ramine. We misunderstood the case. You didn't light the grain that spread through the wind. What did you do? You
lit the oven.
You lit the oven. Manuvel mushchus, Rasha Marushi. You took a torch, your mom's torch, and killed the oven. Be a die, mamish. So what's the difference whether you stab the oven or you torch the oven? It's be a die, mamish. And that's what the Mishnah's talking about. Baruch Hashem, we can breathe this. We can breathe this. The oven can't breathe this. We can breathe this oven. Right? That's the case, really. Rabbi said, I understand, I have a problem. What's the problem, Rabbi said? The Chiyuv Misa happens when? When I stab the oven, when I torch the oven. When does the Chiyuv moment happen? Then the fire spreads. We had the wrong fire codes here. We thought that the fire started with the Gaddish and kills the oven. Now that can't be according to Rishwalk. It's got to be the other way around. But not for Chum. So the fire started with the oven and spread to the Gaddish. That's wonderful, but it's out of order. And therefore, wait a second.
Wait,
hold on. So the Chi of Misa seems to have preceded the Chi of Mamon. And the Gemara still, the Mishnah still says, Potter. Now let's go back to Shidduch Betzos. Let's go back to Tazarosh. So come to Tazarosh in the Kaman Kribikim. This is how the Rishonim learn. They're learning a sugya in the seventh parak of Bava Kama about animals flying through windows. And Taz Rosh actually remembered a Gemara 50 blad earlier about people torching the Evets. Taz Rosh, that's the same Yisoid. Let's go back to Taz Rosh. Remember the Kasha. It's Chaz over Taz Kasha. Taz Kasha was when you toss the shore, the set over the fence, so the Chi of Misa's Chal right away once it's above the airspace, and the Chi of Mammon doesn't kick in until you get into the airspace Mamish. So Gevald, it wasn't Vasachas, it wasn't simultaneous. Taz Rosh said, there's a window, there's a door shut. Taz Rosh says, Gornish, there's no window, there's no door. Says it Taz Rosh, let's go back to Taz Rosh again. Venerally, the end of the second line, came to Chiyah Misa, Asi Kadim, Chiyah Tashlumin, Potter, Kedah Amin Eliyahu, Kodesh Hates, Beguv Shalevet, Upatra Gdiv Yagodish, Afa Mishin Yisroach, Amis Levet. Says Taz Rosh, that's my Raya. That Gemara is the Raya for the same. Now, Taz Rosh almost feels the need to apologize. Don't make that mistake and think, I just told you, it doesn't matter what the order is, everything's hunky-dory. No. Chalila says there's a rush. If the Chi of Mammon comes first, ask Chayav L'shalim. And he dug up Gemara's, that's Sefer Ferish, that's what we said the Shabbat before. Kimi Ramine is a Meine, it's not a Poiter. So even the Taisa Rosh, who was convincing us from two Gemara's, one Sechberg, Sevenberg, that Misa can precede Mammon, Bishum Fan Vaifin, Mammon can't precede Misa. Now, the tables are turned against the Tosus in Merubah. Even though our initial reaction was, we thought Tosus in Merubah was right. We felt Tosus Rosh startling. That Achia Misa before Achia Baba, now you're talking about Kazet. Dr. Fisher still bought this Kasha. It's such a blatant Kasha. How you talking? Achia Misa is going to pat the other void. So our initial reaction to Tosus Rosh is, come on. But now, wait a minute, Tosus Rosh has a Gemara. So you have to be Dr. Raya. You have to figure out. So. How's Mughal Yosef going to do the Raya?
Everything goes back to the
Shiva. Mughal Yosef is really, really tricky, that Mughal Yosef. Because if you take that Mughal Yosef to its logical conclusion, then you could undermine a lot of sugyas about Akiva Tzarech Hanocha, about Zohar Chetz, Dal Av Shus Rabim. So this probably, that Mughal Yosef probably doesn't impact him in Rabbin. Why it doesn't is a very good kasha. Right, Lemaisa, right. Jews, right. You Eli could start us on half the case, but it's not going to help for this part. Here, Mamash did a Maisa be a dying. I literally torched the guy. I took a dying for and I stabbed the person. And those are. Okay. So now you're starting to say a little bit like, I said, wait, no one died yet. Wait, let's wait for a second. So we realize that even though we were a little startled with the Tazer Rush, but he has the upper hand now because he has the Gemara and the second paragraph on his side. So we're looking for a dichlei of that Raya. So comes the Rashba. Can I set the Rashba also at the end?
Yeah.
It's ended up.
Not
later. What?
It's not later.
So. Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So comes the Rashba. You have column Kuf Chaf Hei there? Can you see the...
Yeah.
Okay. It's about six lines from the bottom of Kalam Kuchavei. Al-Dakadi Kasha l'Rish Lokesh, Da'avle b'shas ha-tzosas ha-eish al-gufo shal Eben Nechzai ben Avsho, V'yachas ha-meis ha-Eben Nisuf ha-Godesh. V'yamai potol ha-Godesh. But the Toz Rosh said, you see a raya, the Rosh says, it can't be. What are you talking about? The Mises preceding the moment. V'yashloimar, did Nisraf HaGodesh kodem Shemes HaEved? Yes, I put the torch onto the Eved's body, but no, the Eved's still alive. The Eved doesn't die till after the Godesh goes up in smoke. Why is that important? Why is that relevant? The Shaschi of Misa is from the time that I did my Maisa. Let's say a marshal, a person shoots somebody and the guy dies 3 years later from his wounds. So the Shaschi of Misa was from the time that you shot. We're not going to kill you until we realize that the person is no longer alive. You're not going to kill someone who didn't kill somebody. But Lamaisa, the Chiyuv kicks in all the way back from the beginning. So what's the Rosh we're talking about? What is the fact that we kept this Eved alive for those extra few minutes till the Godesh goes up and smoke? Why is that important? Oh, so Rashba doesn't say that. Some say that Rashba doesn't say that. Listen to what the Rashba says. V'yishlomah, 3 lines at the bottom. The Nisraf HaGodesh comes from Eis Eved. D'cho shaita v'shaita chashvirun le'reidef at Shemesa Eved. You know what the Rashba just said? You got the wrong Chiyuv Misa here. You got the wrong Kibbutz Ramina here. You know what the Kibbutz Ramina is? It's not for Tzicha. It's not Machish from Ace. That's not the Chiyuv Misa that's popping in the moment. You know what the Chiyuv Misa is? Sanhedrin, I didn't give him. I did it by Machteris. I did it for Raidev. You missed the Raidev. You're running with a torch to kill an Eved. You missed the Raidev. As a Rodev, all Chiyuv Mamun that you incur are going to be canceled. Kibbutz Ramina. When does your Adifa end? When the guy dies. Kol's man, that he's still alive, you are considered to be an ongoing Rodef. And as an ongoing Rodef, any Chiyuv Mamun that you pick up along the way is going to be exempted from. And that's what the Gemara means in Baba Kam Dov Chabez. We mamish learned the wrong sugi. We thought we were learning Chayiv Misa. Bez is wrong, but learning the sugi for Adif. And therefore it's perfect. It's simultaneous. That's the Dichi of the Taizer Rosh. Rabbi say?
It's not simultaneous, though.
It's simultaneous.
If you light the Eved on fire first and then...
No, but it's an ongoing Chiyuv. There's a Chiyuv Misa is ongoing. I'm still Chayiv, I'm still a Reidev. Pillay ployim. What do you mean? It's fine through the question.
Normally, by Rodef, you say that you can be matzah gachamei evara if he's not a Rodef, he's not a cutter. This guy can be miles away. The Eved is still on fire. It's called a
Rodef. What does that? I'm going to fine tune Judah's question. It's exactly what Judah's asking. The din that you can kill a Rodef, that means your killing the Rodef is going to accomplish what? The saving of the Nirdaf. He already put the torch on. You're going to shoot the Rodef. Shkoich. You know what you're going to have? That's right. How in the world does you shoot the Rodef going to bring this Eved back to life? What does it have to do with Rodef? What's for Rodef? The Rodef is God. You want to tell me that when I'm running with the torch about to put it onto the Eved, someone can shoot me? That I got. That I'm in Makabal. That's Rodef. What did the wolves have to do with Rodef?
So in the case of the Machteris, there isn't even the concept of the threat anymore.
Oh, so you're saying, it's different. See, here there's an unbelievable threat. The threat is the guy's dying, but there's nothing that I'm going to do to solve that. I'm not going to beat that threat. So isn't this is worse. This is even less, so to speak. I'm not accomplishing nothing. What the Hechet HaSeg no shoot the Sarif is Eved. You want to take me to a Dintayra, take me to Bezdin for Dini Nefashos, because of the hate. But that's not going to work in Mabakam Chabez. That's the Rashba's Okasha. So the Rashba's pillay plotting this Rashba. Again, we appreciate where the Rashba's coming from. I know why he has to say what he said, because if you don't say what the Rashba said, then you are stuck with the Taizah Rosh's Raya, and we can't Mabakam the Taizah Rosh. We just can't accept the Taizah Mabakam And the Seven Perek didn't accept it. So the only way to get out of the Taisa Rosh is to come up with some kind of a beer this Rashba. So by saying, it would appear that the beer in the Rashba literally gets to the heart and soul of our sugya about Machteres. Almost a complete circle. The Mishnah made an unbelievable assumption without ever telling us how it knew it. Gemara never even questions it. It's the most pshita annoyed that the sugya b'machter, we're calling b'machter the rodef the same thing right now, because b'machter is just a fancy rodef. That's the bottom line. We're calling the b'machter and a rodef a chayav misa and that chayav misa is going to be a potter of mammon, and that's the sugya k'tumim ramini. That's k'tumim ramini part two. My new shmita's lesson. What does the sugya of roide for b'mach teres have to do with k'tumim ramini? K'tumim ramini is a din of einshin. There's a sugya of einshin, so the halacha says you don't mete out two einshin for the same isa, whatever, however you think the rules of k'tumim ramini are. If you're already giving out an einish misa, you don't give an einish misa plus an einish mammon. When you kill the rodef, you kill the bar machteres, what is that? That's an onesh? Onesh for what? You didn't do anything yet. Why are you killing the bar machteres and the rodef? What's the goal of killing the bar machteres and the rodef? What hat are you wearing? You're wearing the hat of a dayan? No, you know what you're wearing? You were in the hat of an ambulance driver. You were involved in Hatzolah. That's why you killed the Rodev. To save the Nirdov. My job is not to be manish. There was no onish. It was finish. There was no onish. I'm trying to be matzel the guy. That's the chur the din is. The chur, that's the bir adamim. Babach teres, if it's a adam, ein ladamim. When the Torah says, ein la mashiach, v'chal v'yesh mashiach, ha'v ashiach, afil b'navshay, all the din of Rodev, slash babach teres, are all geared toward Hatzolah and Nirdov. If that's the case, that everything is geared towards Hatzolah and Nirdov, so then how did the Mishnah know that there's a din of Kribbid Ramin? We're talking about, we're like 10 steps ahead of ourselves. We started the sugi by talking about, I break the bow in the machteres, ad machteres, yadam, shmen, blah, blah, blah. Stop. So the, why is it Kribbid Ramin? You have to turn a kash into a teretz. Zemfun, though, what is he from here? What is he from here? That there's more to bar machteres that meets the eye. There's more to rodef that meets the eye. Rodef slash bar machteres is not just about saving innocent lives. Bar machteres also has a dimension of onshin to it. It's an onesh for what? This is a tricky one. It's an onesh for an avera that has not yet happened. That's what it is. A rodef and a bar machteres are getting geared up to do ritzicha. And there's a sugi in the Torah that sometimes, very rarely, but sometimes, we manish a person even before it happens because we know it's going to happen. Normally we say, you know, but every once in a while there's an exception to that rule, and this is an exception to that rule. It's an einish for an aveira that's a, we know certainty is going to happen because Baruch Hashemesh is going to happen. A guy's running with a knife, a guy's bar machteres, and he knows the Baal Mabon is going to put up a fight, he's here to kill. That's an einish. They don't want to give me the greatest raya. What do you mean, Tzara more than a Tzara Mora? Anyone wonder why in the world this Mishnah appears in this parak? Why is this Mishnah in the parak exactly? I thought the parak was about Ben Saramora. Because the Mishnah starts with Habab Machteres Nidon Hashem Sofa. The Mishnah said it already. The Mishnah opens up and tells you it's Nidon Hashem Sofa. The Parsha Ben Saramora, the Parsha Habab Machteres belongs in this parak because that's exactly what Ben Saramora is. Ben Saramora didn't do anything terrible yet. All he did was steal. That's not a chim. He ate some meat, had some wine. not chiyuv misa beis din. Hatur yard l'sof daito, we know where this is heading. This is heading to no good. And he's giving an oynish Hashem sofo. And that's why the Tanoim, the next bishop, reading us, he sticks in a little bit above. That's why we're learning this thing, because we're learning it.
That's what we're learning.
That's what we're
learning.
Yeah, because it has Baruch Tess. I was about to say that. I realized the hypocrisy of what I said. So Rabbi Say, it's a whole new look on Bab Machteris. It takes it out of the realm of Hatzalah. I don't want to take it totally out, but partially out of the realm of Hatzalah. I'll share with you a wild Havamin, as the Gemara has.
So that just changes, because we kept on saying from the beginning that Chayav Misa is not really Chayav Misa, but this makes it that it's...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I made an about face when I started off the parak with. That's right, 100%. So I'll share with you one of the most wildest Havaminas in the Sugya of Machteres. It's in Sanhedrin. I'll say it outside when we talk about Peh. The Gemara says, what's the din of a guy that's above Machteres on Shabbos? Can you kill him on Shabbos also? He says, yeah, you can. There's no... But the Gemara says, Mal de Tema. The Gemara needs a pasuk to tell me that. Mal de Tema, you can't kill him on Shabbos. You know why? What's the Havamin Shabbos? You can't kill him on Machteres on Shabbos. You know why? Midin Havi Aruga Beis Din. You can't kill Aruga Beis Din on Shabbos. I would have thought you can't be manished above Machteres. A Kamash Malan you can. We can read this arbitrarily. What's the Kamash Malan? The Kamash Malan is the Habib is 100% right, and it's Exer Sakosav. This kind of Onish you can meet out on Shabbos. The Gemara never backpedaled to say it's not an Onish. It is an Onish. So now we have an eye opener as to what Rodef / Machteres is all about. Hopefully, mentioned next week, we'll be able to get a little bit of a better picture of what this Rashi was driving at. How could the Rashba still call you a Rodef when killing you is not going to save the Nirduf anyway? The answer is, the goal is not only saving the Nirduf. There's something critical else that's taking place here. That's the Onesh, and the Onesh may still be subject to be taking place right now. So next week, we'll go back to this Rashba, try to finish up the Rashba, present the Machlekes, Tazan Rosh against the Rashba, see ultimately where the Tazan's head would fit into the picture. So next week, we'll continue.